Filmed in Sydney, The Veiled is a 29-minute short feature film which is based on a true story. The film aims to raise public consciousness about labour and sexual exploitation in Australia and around the world. Actress Janet Shea plays the character of Cassandra, a fashion photographer who catches a brutal glimpse into the illicit world of human trafficking. Shea is a human rights advocate and is also the driving force behind the idea to create the film. A short conversation with her friend and cinematographer Carl Jenner eventually turned into a filming expedition.
As far as I'm concerned, this was just the beginning for me. Whatever films I do, whatever genres they are, whether it's this theme or other themes, the underlying element of my whole life will always be to try to be a voice to the voiceless. Whether we do this, whether we do something about the child soldiers, whether we do a comedy, you know, my focus is always, I'm doing my job, but don't, forget. I will never forget you.
Together, Janet Shea and Carl Jenner got in touch with the founder of A21, a non-profit organisation that works in 11 countries to combat human trafficking. The pair attended sessions with people that lived as victims and workers in that domain. Cinematographer Carl Jenner said they had to be very careful in what they selected.
All of the sort of incidents that are depicted with the victims in are taken from real accounts of victims. So it seems far-fetched when you watch the film, but the stories that Janet and I looked at were just horrific. And these were the most sanitized versions, you know, to not make it too graphic for an audience.
African actress Marie Kamara plays a young girl who's been abducted from Sierra Leone and has been forced to serve as a sex slave in Greece, where the film is set. As part of the characterisation, Kamara was required to read real accounts from victims within the human trafficking industry.
My background, where I'm from, it's very poor, and things like that kind of do happen, especially around election time. But actually having to sit down and reading it, knowing somebody actually is like going through this and trying to put myself into that person's shoes, it was really heartbreaking for me.
Director Glenn Fraser says there is so much truth in the story, his job would be simply to tell it.
The world of human trafficking for the average Australian is a long way away from their cares and their concerns necessarily. So my main concern was to make sure that we, as the audience, had an eye into a world that we wouldn't normally see.
The International Labour Organization estimates that 20.9 million people are currently trapped in jobs they were coerced or deceived into and which they cannot leave. More than half are female, more than 5 million are children. According to human trafficking organisation A21, only 1% of victims are ever rescued. Adi Febben from A21 says short films like The Veiled raise awareness in a bid to help stop human trafficking around the world.
We need to be more proactive in what we do in the community. So in the various countries we are in, I think we are pretty active out there. So it's certainly the film portrays the issue that is going on right under our noses in many of the countries that we exist in. And whilst it's one of those things that's hidden in plain sight.
Natasha Kallios, SBS News.